Hey there, friend. You need to get your mind aligned. So do I. We need to get our minds aligned every day with the truth of God's Word. I want us to start that process together today by pondering this. Have you ever given much thought to the significance of right thinking? Right thinking. If you haven't pondered that concept very much, I can guarantee you, you've noticed the effect of when right thinking does not happen. We see people do things sometimes or say things and we say, that is crazy. Well, what are we saying? Well, there's something about what you're thinking there that isn't good, isn't correct. We see ramifications of this happening in our world all the time, politically, culturally, socially, morally. There are decisions being made all the time out of crazy and distorted thinking. Today, in Ephesians 4, 17 through 19, as we continue our Christian behavior series, we're going to be looking at the fact, this is a fact from the Word of God, that some of us need to fix our thinking. We're going to dig into it in just a moment. You know, one of the ways that you can be of the greatest help to us here at the Morning Mindset is not financial. It's by praying for us and praying for the effect of God's Word going out through the Morning Mindset every day. If you'd like to be a part of our prayer team, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer team and sign up today. Okay, friends, let's pray before we dive into Ephesians 4, 17 through 19. Our God and our King, we are grateful that you tell us that we need to do things like fixing our thinking, and we want to understand what it is you mean so we can apply it rightly. So Lord, guard us and guide us as we study your word in Jesus' name. Okay, if you have your Bible, get it out. We're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 19. Now, the Apostle Paul is speaking to a group of believers here, and he has been instructing them in what a Christian life looks like. And so he says in verse 17, "Now this I say and testify in the Lord." So in other words, he's saying, this is truth. God is my witness. The Lord is my witness. This is truth. "That you, Christians, Christ followers, must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds." Now let's pause for a moment. When Paul speaks about Gentiles, he's writing to a Jewish audience. So he's speaking about people who do not share a faith in a one true God, who do not see Jesus as the Messiah, people who believe in many gods, or people who are pagans and think of tree gods and spirits in the woods and things like that. He's not talking about Christians. He's saying you must no longer walk or live as those people do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding. So pausing there, I hope you can see this is where I'm getting the idea of us needing to fix our thinking. Paul is saying the people who do not come to faith in Jesus Christ are not thinking right. They're not thinking in terms of reality. Now, if we pause for a moment and apply that statement, we can see that many of the religious groups that are out there are not thinking straight. This would be Muslims, this would be Hindus, this would be Orthodox Jewish people. And nothing against those people. I don't hate those people. I'm just pointing out, Paul would say, they're darkened in their understanding. They're thinking in a futile way. And why would he say that? Well, because they are not thinking according to what is real and true, which is that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Redeemer. Jesus is that long-awaited Messiah the Jewish people were waiting for. You see, Paul's point here is that as believers in Jesus Christ, our lives need to look different. And that difference in how we live and how we behave is based on what we believe. We believe Jesus is the Son of the living God. We believe that Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We believe that Jesus is the risen one. Death could not hold him. It could not keep him. He defeated the power of death, sin, and hell. And friends, when we believe those things, we truly believe it. We've got a treasure, and we are willing to live as if it is true. So let me challenge you, friends. How does your life measure up? Do you need to fix your thinking? Do you need to get your mind focused on the realities of Jesus and who he is and what he's done and what he's called you into so that you can then live like it's true? Oh, Jesus, we are grateful for what you did. You came and you redeemed us from a pit of despair we could not get out of. You liberated us from the power of sin and from our inability to get out of it. Lord Jesus, you are great, mighty, you are a conquering king, and we want our lives to align with your way of thinking and your reality as you say it is. So help us today to fix our thinking where it's wrong and to adjust our living to match what we believe. We ask it in your name. I so appreciate you listening to the Morning Mindset. If you listen and you're intrigued and you don't really know if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you can know for sure. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus to find out more. You can find that link easily in the description of this episode. And the final thing I want to encourage you to be a part of is the Morning Mindset Prayer Team. This is a powerful way that you can truly make an eternal impact on the lives of others who listen to the Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer team to sign up to be a part of our prayer team.
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.